Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick with the law firm of Gregorick & Associates, and I've got the effervescent Ted Hansen with me this morning in the studio, and we hope to be speaking with you a little bit. So good morning, Ted.
Effervescence reminds me of Alka-Seltzer churning in
bubbly.
A glass of water.
Yeah,
but there we go.
That happens sometimes. We have to kind of spruce things up. It's Sunday morning.
Sunday morning again.
Yes. Hey, you know, I just really want to start the show off today with kind of a shout out and a thanks to all the folks who attended and participated in Retire Meet yesterday. Retire Meet 2019 in the bag. What an event, Ted. It was awesome.
It was great.
There were over 400 in attendance. Wow, over 400 in attendance and all the vendors, and what a great selection of vendors and speakers. Wow, what a great speaker
every
panel
year.
Was yesterday.
Learn something. I learn something every year.
And, these events are there for learning, just like our show is. Here, our show is to help people get the information they need to make wise, informed decisions regarding their estate and elder planning, real estate investments, businesses, all the things we care about in life, special needs planning, charitable planning. We had a great guy there from Charles Schwab's Plan Giving Unit, giving some really great advice on, some really cool ways that folks can get involved in charitable planning, and you don't have to be Bill Gates.
Yeah, we might have to devote a show just to charitable giving and that sort of thing, because there's a lot of that going on out there, and I think a lot of it's misunderstood, and the types of assets you can use and the reasons why you do it are plentiful, and so we may have to devote
there were a lot of questions on it, and it really was great. At the end of the event, we had a panel discussion, and so a number of the keynote speakers were available, and for an hour, the 400 in attendance, and hardly anybody left early, which is very unusual for an event that started, 8 o'clock in the morning and went through 3 o'clock. I mean, people were there lined up a half hour before the thing opened up. I was there till like 10 minutes to 4. I was there almost an hour after the event continuing to answer questions.
Yeah, there literally wasn't an empty seat. So when we tell you these things sell out, they do sell out.
It was a really great event. There was lots of energy, just a great group of folks. Of course, we had existing clients out there as well as new folks, and we sure enjoy seeing you all and all of you who are regular listeners or listeners of the program, and we really enjoy meeting you out there and having a personal contact is really great. But what was reinforced again, and geez, I've only been doing these seminars and classes and events for nigh on 20 years, and have done hundreds of them and have participated or attended hundreds of others. I mean, it's just been a lifestyle almost when you're in this business. And the basic questions are always illuminating. And we still get into kind of this murky, dark, unknown, mysterious area of probate and incapacity and what happens under Medicaid and guardianship, all kind of basic things that 60-70% of you, of us, are going to be involved in, whether we want to be or not.
Yep, and these are recurring themes throughout all these seminars. We hear the same things typically. We hear some new things, but by and large, they're rehashing old things that people are just either in the dark about or just simply don't know about.
Just coming to the realization that these things are important. We stress that estate planning is for everyone, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. Very modest or meager estates need estate planning critically. Now, is the estate plan for a person who's, doesn't have any assets, doesn't own a house? Their estate plan is not going to look like one for, a typical family of four. They own the house. They've got a job. They've got their 401k. That's going to look a little different. Well, if I'm a business owner and I have a family, that's going to look different. If in a blended family. So, you know, kind of understanding all these differences and overcoming what we always call planning paralysis.
Yes.
And it's taking those first steps. And what we found is that people who come to our classes and get the education and the information in a non-threatening, non-sales pitch event, they're not worrying about pulling out their wallet or getting hosed at one of these high-pressure, you know, seminar things that go around, that they just felt really relaxed. And it was just a great, you know, environment. And the other questions that seemed to come up a lot were, once we got into talking about disability, and this is an area, Ted, where you're in it all the way up to your eyeballs.
Yep.
But the cost of care, if we become incapacitated, can literally become crushing. And very few can withstand these types of expenses. But not only the expenses, but the emotional family toll on the caregiver spouses or other family members. And I think, you know, there's a dawning awareness, I think, because there's more and more and more baby boomers that are getting older now. And as, you know, a population out of 400,000 total, give or take a few million in the U.S., you know, over 75 million are in this baby boomer group, giving us this upside down population curve where there's more older people than younger people.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how the dynamic is changing in our world from really focusing on, you know, just not only longevity, but more these days is housing, right? It's housing, and where am I going to live, and how much is that going to cost me, and if I'm ill, where am I going to be? Can I stay at home? Can I, you know, get away with an assisted living? Am I going to be more care driven and need some higher level of care? All of these things are really becoming a focus of a lot of people out there, and they just don't know. There's a lot of information out there, but there are answers to these questions, but that's a big topic, is the housing issue.
Well, and one
that
of
came
the,
up a lot yesterday.
Yeah, and one of the common threads I think that every speaker brought to some degree was, you can't wait until you're involved in the situation.
That's right.
You know, with the accident, the illness, the stroke, whatever it is.
Crisis planning
doesn't
work. Yeah.
You need time to do proper planning. The more time, the better. And, of course, we tell people you should start your estate planning at 18 years old and then grow with that and modify it as you go through the various stages of life. You do it when you're single, and then, maybe once you get married, you want to update your plan. Then you have children, you want to update your plan. Now, as you build wealth within your family unit, you know, you're going to want to update and modify that, you know, and make sure it's current. We recommend a self-review of an estate plan on an annual basis, and then depending on your age and circumstances, you know, every 3 to 5 years for a follow-up conversation, just to say, is everything still good?
Yeah.
Are the right people in the plan? Has anything changed in their circumstances that would change what's happening with you? What changes in the law might there be? Can you take advantage of some of those things in the law? Or does your plan maybe conflict with some of the things that could cause problems in the future? Because one of the goals of estate planning is to smooth out the administrative process when unforeseen or unwanted things happen. Now, none of us want to become disabled, yet 65-70% of us will suffer some level of incapacity during our lifetime. And it could be short term for a month or two, or it could be for years.
Yeah, that's right.
And the cost is staggering, both the financial cost, the emotional cost, the family toll. These are things that we really need to focus
on. They are, and I think awareness, Rick, is the big issue here. And like I said, these events are really good about kind of giving some top-of-mind awareness to the bigger issues. And like I said earlier, housing is becoming one of those issues. And to be able to not live in a vacuum and not wait until you're forced to move. A lot of talk yesterday revolved around voluntary moving versus crisis moving, and the difference between the two, and being unprepared for the crisis move and having no awareness of housing options is devastating to the family, because now all of a sudden you're in the throes of trying to get somebody placed and you have no idea where you're going to go or who's going to help you do that. So there are resources out there. The point being, don't not plan for that event.
Awareness
of it.
You know, we all just came through, you know, a real estate market where it was an extreme seller's market, very hard to find a place, high prices, competition. Many people made multiple offers on homes and ended up with nothing. And the long-term care housing situation, we don't have enough. So it is a scarcity model right now, which keeps cost high and availability. I mean, the folks that were out there speaking yesterday on, you know, your alternative, you know, living situations from your independent home living and everything says, you know, one of the biggest challenges is that most of the places, and these are the places that you would want to go, even though you don't want to go, but these, if you have to go, these are the ones you would want to choose. They're all full. There's waiting lists that can be months or years long sometimes, and people, you know, there is a process in most of these facilities to get on the waiting list, but you got to start thinking about this because what happens too often, and Ted gets this call, I get this call, Ted gets a lot more than I do, but we get a call and it says, hi, my dad's being discharged from the hospital and they say he has to go to a nursing home for rehabilitation. And now, okay, how's that $200-$300 a day bill going to get paid? And will there be Medicare coverage for rehabilitative care for a short period of time? And it's a short period of time. Yeah. But then somehow during this potential 100 days where Medicare might pay, eventually they're going to get discharged.
Right.
And when they're discharged, if they can't just come home, if they need continuing care, and they need to be discharged to a facility to provide that continuing care, you're going to be rudely awakened that says, starting tomorrow,
no question,
the bill is $300 or $200 a day or $400 a day, depending on the level of care.
And unfortunately, that's how a lot of it happens.
That's exactly it.
Is okay, we're ready to discharge, and you have nothing in place, right? And this is where it gets most people, and I hear this every day from people that say, okay, now they're going to be discharged. I thought Medicare would pay for X or Y, and you've either capped out or you've plateaued on their benefit, and you've got to private pay it.
Hey, we're going to bring up more on this topic right after this commercial break. Your partner in law will be back, and we'll be taking your calls at 888-973-5476. That's 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Regrick, founder of Regrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
I always hate to interrupt the music. It always seems rude to do that, but we're going to be rude and we'll interrupt the music and we'll say, we're back, Your Partner in Law.
You can come around here some more, not...
Hey, folks, we were talking about our this super, super successful event yesterday. I got to meet so many of you out there, over 400 people. And you know what? One of the really cool things about these big all-day events is the folks got to interact with each other. And they found out that, gee, maybe I'm not so different from all these other people on one regard that I need to do this planning. But my goodness, I am very different from everyone else in this room.
Yep.
So you have both of these kind of things going on that somewhat, you know, I think there's some comfort to knowing you're not alone on the island of estate planning, yeah. That it is something that all of us need. And what we always want to talk about is, you know, folks, everyone has an estate plan. The question is it one you want? Is it one that's right for you? Is it one that expresses your goals, your values, takes care of yourself and your family the way you want? Well, the system that we all have, if we don't have our own, is the government system. And the two bodies of law, if we're still alive and we become incapacitated and we haven't done proper estate planning and named agents and trustees and all those kind of things, if we haven't done our planning, then the state did it for us. And we call those laws are dealing with guardianship. And who's going to become your caregiver? Will it be a family member appointed by the court? Will it be a professional? Don't know. But the reality is, if you go on to the state system, you become a ward of the state. And golly, I just don't know anybody. I haven't met somebody yet that said, that's my goal. Yeah. In all the years that I've been doing estate planning and the thousands and thousands of folks that I've met with through events and seminars and clients, I mean, it's a big cross-section of our Puget Sound region anyhow. Yes. And it just doesn't make any sense, you know, to, you know, have to deal with these issues. So really coming back to basic core estate planning and why we need it. So the laws of guardianship are very, you know, they're harsh, they're invasive, they're expensive. And of course, when we die, if we die without our own estate plan and a will or a trust, then we're going to be subject to the laws of intestacy, and the court will oversee the administration of your estate. They will appoint an administrator. It may or may not be a family member. Very oftentimes it is a professional that gets
post a bond.
Put in their bond. It will be the very most expensive way to settle your estate. Yeah. And your assets may not go to those that you want, or worse yet, they go to someone that you absolutely didn't want them to go to. Yeah. Or maybe they go to a disabled child and end up, you know, disqualifying them for aid. All kinds of unintended consequences.
Yeah, and the thing about intestacy, Rick, is that it just doesn't happen to people with little or no means. This happens to people with large estates just as easily as it does with people with small
estates. We've had innumerable stories on Hollywood people with estates in the tens of millions of dollars sometimes with nothing.
Yeah,
many of them are in court for decades.
Yeah.
Decades,
yeah,
folks.
It's like the Prince saga, right?
You're going all the way back to Elvis,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think he's still in the news. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, it's a long time, and most of us don't want that. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So basic estate planning is one of two forms. And we've talked about this lots, but you can either have your own estate plan based with a will-based plan or a trust-based plan. Both types of planning have a will. One has a trust. Now, everything else is going to be very similar. You're going to have powers of attorney for financial and housing decisions. You're going to have powers of attorney for making healthcare and medical decisions, dealing with the hospitals and doctors. Probably going to have a living will to deal with end-of-life decision-making on being kept artificially alive. If you're married, probably a property agreement of some sort. This is basic. Yep. We all need this level.
Tools. That's right.
Now, those are the documents. And here's where I think a lot of confusion comes up, Ted. This isn't going to Costco and going down the estate planning aisle and grabbing off the shelf, oh, I need a power of attorney, so I'll put one of those in my baskets. I need a health care directive. I'm going to go do that. And, oh, I need a will. So, you know, there's my will package. And then you go home and you open the box and there's your documents and you sign them and print them out. Well, what's so fundamentally wrong with this is we just described a whole bunch of different people, a whole bunch of different scenarios. You're married. It's a third marriage. You're single. You're elderly. You're young. You have children. You have special needs people. How in the world can you have an estate plan in a box? You say, oh, well, that's what everybody else gets. I love Costco, folks. I've talked about this for years. There are many items that are commoditized. And by that, I mean it doesn't matter where you buy it. I'll use the roll of toilet paper. We all know its job. So we need to know when we go to the store, if I go to Fred Meyer's or I go to QFC or Bartell's or, you know, all the million places, Sam's Club, any place, Costco, if I buy toilet paper, I pretty much know what I'm getting. You know, it's all the same.
You're just getting a lot of it.
I just get a lot of it. So that's not what estate planning. I want you to understand that estate planning is intimate. It's personal. In doing it is personal. And you have to have you in it and your heart and soul.
Yep. And that's I got that a lot yesterday, so too. It's this, well, how much will it cost me, right? I mean, I get this a lot. Well, it depends. I can't tell you until I see what you have.
Yeah, everybody's
right?
Different. I mean, just, everybody's
and,
different.
And I think that's common conception is that these things are just, you walk in, you talk to me, and you walk out with the document. That's not the way this works in our office.
Hey, folks, we're going to be right back after this break, and we'd love to chat with you. Do you have a question on it, or did you, hey, if you have attended a retirement meet yesterday and love to put you on air, 888-973-5476, live call-in number for Cairo and KTTH, 888-973-5476. That gets you right on air with the effervescent Ted Hansen.
Bubbling like an Alka-Seltzer.
And me. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. 748-8188 at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I'm not moving anything this morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Rick Gregorick and Ted Hansen. This is Your Partner in Law. Hey, real basic stuff. What is estate planning? You know, because as long as we've been doing the show and that, there's so many things that come into play for estate planning that I think it just becomes almost paralyzing for many folks to think about this. And, you know, busy lifestyles, you've got your work, your career, your family. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but you've got to pay attention to this. So really, you know, when we're looking at an estate plan, it's really about you providing in proper legal format, proper legal documents, your instructions. Isn't this cool? It's your instructions for passing on your values in addition to your valuables.
That's right.
So there's an awful lot to be said about passing on legacy as well as just money.
A lot of discussion about legacy. Yes.
And, I think it's terribly important in today's world, and we're not going to venture off on our show into the politics and the political morass that we are in, and other than to say it's disturbing that our country has got to that, regardless of which side you fall down on. It's something we got to get fixed. We all got to come to the middle better and come together. You know, that's the whole thing, come together. You know, a lot of us attorneys in that, of course, you know, we deal with putting people together or getting resolution to conflict through, you know, we try to do non-trial things before, you know, the trial's the last case we do. The lawsuit's the last thing we do.
That is the last place you want to be.
With
people all the time.
Let's just talk.
This is not television.
Right. Yeah, no. Let's talk. Let's just get the aggrieved parties and talk, get grievances out on the table, figure out what they want, and then, you know, structure a settlement. And it's only when people can't agree to a settlement that we have to go into that. And we're first off going to try these alternative means of dispute resolution. We call it ADR. And, you know, it would start off with perhaps non-binding mediation where, you know, each party is going to tell their story to an independent, mutually agreed upon mediator. And then the mediator is going to explain the strengths and weaknesses of each party's argument to them and then try to bring people together so that you could reach a binding agreement.
Yeah, the numbers are relatively large on that. It's WAMS, this local judicial arbitration mediation services, I think about 94-95% of things get resolved at that level, and very few things actually end up in trial.
And it's a far less costly process than preparing for trial.
Yeah.
And it's short. You know, usually most mediations are 4 to 6 hours.
And there's some certainty to it, right? Unlike a trial situation where you're leaving your fate in the hands of either a judge in a bench trial situation or somewhere between 6 and 12 jurors in this state for a jury trial decision, and that's where things really go south sometimes, and that's the uncertainty of trials. And you may think you have the best case in the world, and let me tell you, having done this many times in my life, I can assure you that that doesn't always turn out.
Well, there's the other side to the story, right?
50% of all litigants are unhappy, Rick. I start with that, okay?
Yep.
50% of them are unhappy.
Litigation creates winners and losers.
Yeah.
And mediation and settlement can create winners and winners.
That's exactly what we really want to do. And the emotional toll, Rick, alone of going through a trial process like that is just, it wears people out. I mean, I've seen it. It wears lawyers out.
You know? So, right, absolutely. Yeah, it really does. lawyer burnout. Yes, yeah. That's a real thing, folks. So by you providing your instructions in a properly drafted and designed estate plan, you can talk about, you know, what happens to you when you become incapacitated, if you become incapacitated. And folks, you just ought to say when. When I become incapacitated, this is what I would want to happen. And we were talking yesterday at Retire Meet, and one of the interesting things that I talked to one fellow about, he says, oh, I didn't realize I could set up my own definition of incapacity. That, you know, when I'm unable to do certain things or manage things, if, you know, I have certain people that think I've got this and it can be confirmed by my doctor, I'd want someone taking over my finances. I don't want to be a harm to myself. No rational person wants to be managing their assets when they're no longer, you know, competent, when they've started to lose mental capacity.
But having a framework for how that actually gets determined is important, right?
And
generally speaking, it's a physician, a treating physician is our line of defense anyway, and our documents typically is our...
Well, that's the most common, but yeah. We can add others. I mean, I had one, it said my doctor and my rabbi, a trusted person who knows me, he said my rabbi's known me my whole life, and they know me for 30 years.
Yeah, that's a perfectly good way to do it, and I think that gives people some comfort level because it's all about control. And this is one way actually that you're, if you think about it, you're actually keeping control by doing this type of planning as opposed to having nothing in place where you just completely lose control.
Well, Ted, that's the nail on the head. I mean, we talk to the tough guys, hey, I'm never going to be blah, blah, blah. Yep. I said, well, let's pretend if you were, if you become incapacitated, you are either going to be in control of your care or not in control of your care. It's that simple. And for you to be in control of your care, you need to set that in place with proper legal documents, healthcare directives, trust, powers of attorney, these documents. And they need to be tailored to your situation. Some of them we read and some of the things we get in are just sad because people have this false sense of security that I have a document. Well, you got something, name something, but it's not going to be what you need. It's kind of like saying, well, I've got a vehicle. Well, the vehicle I need is a 3-ton dump truck. What's sitting in the driveway is a Yugo. They're both vehicles, folks.
Yes.
That's the same thing as saying a will. One might be a Yugo and one might be a dump truck. That's the difference, and that's why we need to customize and tailor this stuff. Hey, we're going to take a quickie here and your calls right after break. The lines are open at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Morning, good morning, and welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, you can find us at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also go to our law firm website through yourpartnerinlaw.com, click on RJG Legal, or you could always go to rjglegal.com, mynorthwest.com. We're all over the place. Hey, folks, if you're new to the show, their podcast, you can grab those off mynorthwest.com. You can go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and just click on all the things there and the links, and you'll be able to download, get RSS feeds, and get it on iTunes or all the other fun places.
Absolutely.
So hopefully, we're out there.
Hopefully you're able to follow us into the 9 o'clock hour now, where we were at 8 o'clock prior.
Yeah. So tell a friend, we're on 9 o'clock now, not 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Of course, you know that since you're listening.
That's right.
But you found us. So, hey, folks, we've got a really good blog that we do, and I'd like to encourage you to kind of pay attention to that. And, of course, you can go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and click on blogs, and that'll get you there. I do it on a wide array of topics just to somewhat demonstrate the amazing breadth of things we need to consider in the estate and elder planning arenas. So we really want to focus on that. So we're focusing today on really just the core basics of we all need an estate plan, and it all needs to be tailored to us. Please don't interpret tailored as meaning cost more. I'm just going to make a blanket statement for all attorneys out there that do estate planning and for every client that's had estate planning done. It's the cost that it is. You know, the industry kind of has norms. And while most people don't have, lawyers don't have, you know, pricing schedules because not a commodity where every job is different. You know, think we went back to our toilet paper example at Sam's Club and Costco and all that. Well, you can look at a roll of toilet paper and say, okay, there's X number of sheets and it's so wide and it's this and it's double or triple thing. It's quilted. And that's what you get. So you can see it. It's physical. It's tangible. And you can look at the roll of toilet paper right next to it and compare and contrast them. Well, one has 500 sheets and one has 300. And then you can obviously do a per sheet thing and say, oh, this one's better buy.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that with personal services because the personal services that
there's
are necessary
that
for
that,
you are going to be different for each person. So that's why most of us strive very hard to work with you, find out about who you are, your goals, your expectations, your values, your assets, the types of assets that you have, and then work through the type of estate planning you would need and what the documents that we're going to prepare should say. Because it's illogical to think that, well, I'll just take Ted and I. Why would our estate plans be the same? Well, okay, well, he's got a couple kids. I got a couple kids. we're both lawyers, all this kind of stuff. Gee, we look kind of similar. We're, you know, I'm better looking than he is.
But, no question
know,
about that.
That doesn't help. But then again, he's younger than I am. He doesn't
that helps
look
me.
It, but, you know, hey, what can I say?
I'll take but, youth over beauty anytime,
but,
Rick.
You know, these things are they're just different. And so legal services are not something that can be commoditized. It does get down to the individual lawyer. It does get down to that skill. Just like your doctor. Not all doctors are equal. I think most of us know that. Yeah. But, you know, lawyers are just the same. You know, what our experiences are. You know, what we've put into this. How much of our practice and our time do we devote to certain areas of law? How much continuing education do we get, or how much continuing education do we provide? Do we teach others? You know, because when you teach others, you have to learn yourself.
That's right.
And so you got to be careful on what you say if you're teaching others, because, you know, obviously they're going to rely on that. So we really need to focus in on the individuality of your estate plan. And then you can move about and figure out what that is. I mean, religion plays a part in it. Culture plays a part in it. Family tradition plays a part in it. Yeah. All kinds of things.
Or lack of family tradition.
And then we get into the dynamics of the family. Are there drug or alcohol problems? You know, and there's not too many families that aren't afflicted by those things
right.
in some way, shape, or form. Yep. Whether, you know, how close it is or not. But there's very few families that are not afflicted by certain things.
Yep.
Special needs. You know, maybe it's not a child, but it's a niece, and you feel that you want to help out there. And so there's all these types of things. Now, for you younger folks, naming guardians for your children, shame on you if you haven't got it done. I'm just going to put it out there. Shame on you if you have children who are minors and you do not have properly named guardians in the event of your incapacity or in the event of your premature death. All I can say, again, as a parent, is shame on you. This is a huge responsibility that you owe to your child or your children. Trust me, this is a critical one. Hey, we'll be back after this short break at 888-973-5476. That's your partner in law. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregrick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregrick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregrick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregrick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance
of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH, with your host, Rick Gregorek.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, we're giving my final shout out and thanks to all those who participated and attended the Retire Meet at Meidenbauer yesterday. What a great event. 500 people out there just meeting and greeting and learning. You know, everybody learns something, Ted. And even I, you know, I go to these events. I know most of the speakers really well, but it's a rare case where we don't learn something.
That's right.
And so it was a great event. And so following up, you know, on this estate planning for everyone, you know, you don't have to wait till you're retired to do your estate plan, folks. In fact, that's a huge mistake. If you are retired, don't have one, get it done. We got questions again yesterday about, well, when should I do my estate plan? I said, well, you're late. You're late. Yeah. If you're asking that question, you're late. You should have had it done by now. Yeah. Whatever your age, if you're over 18, if you don't have an estate plan, you need one. And it's just that simple.
We've talked about this a lot, too, and people have their reasons, I guess, but by and large, it just doesn't hit their radar, or they just don't want to think about it. And we've had shows on this whole topic of procrastination. And
folks, this is an easy one to put on and fulfill on your bucket list. It really is.
And the funny thing is, like we always talk about, most people have no problem planning a dinner or planning a vacation or something like that, but when it comes around to this type of stuff, it's not a pleasant topic.
I might make an argument by putting on getting my estate planning done on my bucket list. That might actually free up your opportunities to do other things on your bucket list.
Well, I've never heard one person that procrastinated and did it that didn't walk out saying, wow, am I glad that I've accomplished that.
There's a sense of relief and fulfillment. And like, you know, the ladies usually express this more than us guys.
Yes.
You know, the ladies will say, I've been wanting to get this done for 20 years.
Yep.
I mean, we hear this a lot.
Yes,
I mean, it's very common. And it's just like, I just been wanting to get this done. And, you know, many of them do confide that I just couldn't convince Mr. Hubby here to, you know, come in and get it done. So, you know, I'll reach out to you guys, you know, come on, guys, you know, this is part of being a grown up and part of being a man and taking care of your obligations and your responsibilities. So, you know, certainly if you're a parent, my goodness, naming guardians for your children, please, please do that. I haven't met a parent yet that was comfortable saying, oh, gee, if something happens to me, I'll be happy with the judge deciding who's going to care for my children and who's going to manage the money for them. I know you want to participate in that. And I know that some of you are putting off your estate planning because each of you cannot decide on whose side of the family should be the guardians.
It's a tough decision, admittedly, but it needs to be done.
And it's hard, but you know what? Your decision, whatever your decision is likely going to be better for your children than anything a court might do. Just the court process alone can impact your children for life.
Yeah.
Just the court process alone.
Absolutely. And how traumatizing is that to have children taken to a strange family to live until the court gets to sort out.
Oh, they'll go through counseling.
Yeah, we're not talking about days here, right?
They might be talking to the judge in chamber.
Yeah, we're talking about the process.
The system does the best it can.
Yeah.
Right? But the system is your safety net. It wasn't meant to be your plan. The government gave you the opportunity to do your own planning. Please take advantage of that.
I liken it to a backup parachute, Rick. So the primary parachute's there, but the backup you don't want to use unless you have to use it. But it's there, right?
That's great.
I mean,
I love
it. Right?
You know, it really is. So, folks, I really am passionate about this. I believe it to my core that this is the way you need to do things. And not planning is just in the best word I can come up with is saying irresponsible.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing not to care about yourself. But I think most people do if they're really pushed. Yeah. But, you know, the children, your spouses, extended family, things are important to you. Maybe you're very philanthropic and involved in charities. Well, the government's never going to pick a charity as one of your beneficiaries under the laws of intestacy. Not going to happen.
Yep.
If you have no children and no estate plan, where's your money going? Have you thought about that? Have you looked up to it? Is it acceptable to you? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Most likely it isn't.
Yeah, most likely.
So we just really want to kind of stay on top of this. So, you know, including instructions for your values for incapacity management and for management of your assets and distribution after death, guardians and inheritance for children. My goodness, don't have your children inheriting money outright. It just doesn't make sense in today's world. Call me up and ask me about child asset protection trusts for your children, whether they're a minor or an adult. Let's make sure that anyone that has special needs in the family or might have special needs, let's make sure they're taken care of to the best degree possible. I know you want to do that. If you have a business, let's talk about how did that business transition during incapacity or following your death. Most businesses fall apart, leaving the family with no economic benefit of the family business for the last 30 years. We got to, you know, we want to fix that. You earned it. Take it, but whatever. And of course, in all this backdrop, we are focused on minimizing taxes, court costs, and unnecessary administrative fees, which would include your legal fees, accounting fees, appraisals, all kinds of things that are involved in it. So make this the day that you pick up the phone and you call Gregrick & Associates and you get your estate plan done. You can find us at rjglegal.com. Until next week, be safe. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. KIRO FM 97.3, Tacoma, Seattle. Your world now.